My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we got head coach Rob Sala with us. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's great to see you again, coach. And I got to tell you, you got a happy quarterback because Aaron Rodgers is in a good mood. So I would imagine practice is going to be pretty good today.
No, it's going to be, you know, today we got a heavy one. It's going to be our biggest workload of the year so far. So it's going to be a good practice.
How long does practice last nowadays?
You're limited. I think you got 3.5 hours total on the field, including walkthroughs, so you're limited to about two and a half hours.
Okay, so how is it looking from your perspective now that Aaron's back? He's healthy. He's doing what he was doing last off season prior to the start of your season, and I'm thinking that you're thinking that he's looking pretty good.
He looks awesome. I've you know, people, the best way I can describe it, his arm looks like he's 30. You know, he slings it. He's got tremendous ball placement, accuracy, processing, all that stuff is still there. His mobility is plenty good enough. You know, he's got total command of the offense. He's attacked the changes that we've made over the offseason. I think he's in a really good place.
Okay, two questions for you for me in regards to him. Number one, his movement and everything, there's no restrictions whatsoever. I know he didn't practice last week against Washington. You chose that because of the bad weather?
Yeah, it was the footing was terrible. Call it scars, you know.
Right.
But he's also, you know, he's 40, you know. He's taken every single rep. And I know that at that point in camp, I know a lot of guys were very, very tired going into that practice. I just didn't feel like it was necessary.
Okay, and the other thing I've read in the offseason is that you guys were possibly bringing in an offensive person to oversee the offense that didn't work out, and that you were going to be more involved in the offense.
So you know, the best way I can explain it, I kind of explained it during the owners' meeting, but I've always had three guys in the quarterback room. You know, LaFleur's first year, we had Greg Knapp, God rest his soul, and Rob Calabrese. Then we had Kavanaugh replace Knapper, again, rest his soul. And then last year, we had Downing, Calabrese, and Hackett again. So we had three guys. So I was looking, when we lost Calabrese, did I want to add a young guy, another veteran? Had a few guys in mind, but you know, they obviously wanted coordinator positions, which was not available here. And so when none of those worked out, it was just, I was, no matter what we did, felt like I needed to be a little bit more involved in the offense, but not to the degree of changing the overall scheme or anything, but just to provide a lot of insight with regards to the defensive side of the ball and how things look and where their thoughts are and how things marry offense versus defense and all that stuff.
So microphone, there we go. So something that you said to Ian Eagle that was put out on the broadcast of the first preseason game I thought was interesting. You said that you wanted to get rid of things that waste your time as a head coach, and that you realize that messaging is not as important as coaching football. So What does that mean? Like the stuff where you're like, what's next or whatever the theme was last year, or what now? Like getting rid of that stuff and like the pump up stuff, and it's more like getting in the weeds of coach. Explain that to me.
No, for sure. So that's part of it. You know, everyone's got slogans, everyone's got themes of the year, and it's so there's that part of it. There's also the part of you know, from an intent standpoint, you know, just trying to make sure the messaging in the locker room externally, internally, whatever it is, just trying to protect the locker room with positive messaging, whether it's external media, whether it's internal within the building, just doing everything I could to protect the locker room and keeping it in a positive light. And what I found was that the harder I tried, the worse it got. And no matter where my heart was and no matter what my intent was, no matter how much I was trying to do, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I was like, you know what? The only thing that controls messaging is wins and losses at the end of the day. And so just making a commitment to ignore the noise, focus on the things that are important, and making sure our players are ready to play on Sunday.
You say wins and losses, and that does mean a lot in your profession. There's no question about it. You've been here for 3 years. I lasted 3 years as the Jet quarterback. I had a losing record, and they shipped me out. So it happens, and I realize that it's a pressure cooker of a job. You realize the situation you guys are in. You got a great team. A lot of people think you're going to be really good this year, including myself. And if you don't live up to those expectations, then the ugliness of the job takes over.
Yeah.
So that's the real part of it. And I'm just wondering, is that the driving force to this new way that you're going about things?
No, it's not. It's not a driving force, because at the end of the day, it's look, if you win, you're a good quarterback. If you lose, you're a bad quarterback. If you win, you're a good coach. If you lose, you're an idiot. But it is what it is. But the driving force behind it is to focus on the things we've got full control over, and what we've got full control over is the way we approach every day. And there is no messaging, there are no words, there are no cliche statements that can prepare us any differently than actual tape will, actual scheme will, actual talking about what's important. And what's important is our techniques, our fundamentals, the playbook, and what we're trying to do day in and day out.
How happy are you that you don't have to deal with Hard Knocks this year?
Oh, God. First off, I'll say this. The Hard Knocks people are awesome. It wasn't that I didn't like Hard Knocks, because I thought they were very respectful. They were really non-existent in terms of they just blended in so well. It was just the hype machine last year was from the halt, from the off-season acquisition of Aaron to the Hall of Fame game. I was just like, God, can we just turn off the volume just a touch so we can focus on football? And like I said, I was so focused on trying to quiet. It a tremendous learning experience.
It's a burden.
It was a burden, but a tremendous learning experience, and it didn't have to be a burden. I could just, just stay the course, focus on the things you got control over, and it would have been a more enjoyable season.
We don't have Joe Douglas here, so I have to ask you. You guys made the trade for Hassan Reddick. It seemed like at his press conference he was happy about coming to the Jets. Maybe he had a different understanding than what maybe you guys had. I'm not really sure. He's not here. He has requested a trade. Joe came right out and said, we're not trading Hassan Reddick. What's your perspective about what's going on with him, and when do you expect him back here, or do you expect him back here?
To be honest with you, it's with regards to it, I think Joe kind of said it all. And it's a boring answer for you, but I'm focused on these guys, focused on the things we got control over. I'll say this much, guys like Will McDonald, Tack McKinley, we love our D-line group. It's really deep, and especially our DNs. Michael Clemens and Jalen Holmes has stepped up. Tack McKinley's taking advantage of some opportunities that would not have been here otherwise. And so I'm focused on those guys, and they're all taking advantage of their opportunities.
See, that's a great answer. And I have to look at these guys. They're smiling over there because they know that was
it's
a great
good
answer.
Messaging. It's
but
very good
but
messaging.
It's good messaging. And I've been critical of you in the past with things like that. So, like, for example, I'll go out to dinner with my wife and another couple, and I have a couple of drinks. I start yapping and I'm talking, and then I can feel her. I can see her out of the corner of my eye, like go like this, and she puts her hand on her head, like, just stop talking, right? So sometimes when I'm watching your press conferences, I do that, where I'm like, Rob, just stop talking. You didn't need to say that. Do you feel like you're at a place this year where you're your best self in front of the media, so you don't maybe step into an issue that wasn't there, that you sort of created by talking too much?
You know, it's you're not wrong. Sometimes I ad-lib to shorten the time. But what it's done is through. I feel like sometimes I'm a little too transparent, and call it good nature, whatever you want. But you're not wrong in that regard. And it's like I said, it's get to the point, get on the stage, get off the stage, and focus on the guys that are important, which are the guys who are playing football.
Yeah, and that's boring for us. It's a tough spot because I'm interviewing you. I want you to be interesting. But at the same time, I'm critical of you when you're too interesting because you're saying stuff that I think you don't need to say. So it's like a paradox.
Last year I learned I'm always going to be wrong until we win.
Yeah,
and that's exactly right. Right. That's about as true as it gets.
And one more thing that I have to say. Now, we can laugh about it now. So the first guy, one of the first guys I met when I got to WFAN was Joe Beningo. I produced his show for years. I went to L.A. with him. And I would never tell that guy anything that I didn't want anybody else to know. And here you are texting with Joe, and he goes on the show, and he goes, I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you this. He doesn't like that quarterback. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you got to be kidding me. I'm sorry, but that was dumb. Texting him. All due respect.
No, good. It's first off, I do love Joe B. He's a good dude.
Of course
tremendous,
he is. I
tremendous
love him
heart.
Too.
Tremendous
yes.
heart. And like I've told people, I went golfing with him once, and the way he treated his wife, you can't fake that.
Yeah.
That genuine love he has
sure.
for his wife. And so it's
the great Terry.
Yeah.
It's a fairway like you've never seen before. Every freaking time, bro. You see this?
Down
right
the
down the middle, Tara. I don't know how she does it. If I just had that, bro, if you know what I mean.
He's perfect.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
But you know what? Like I said, last year was a tremendous learning experience. It really was. And I went overboard trying to help our team stay clear of negative messaging. And the more I tried, the worse it got.
I gotcha. All ties in.
But I will say this. I do think Zach Wilson's going to have a heck of a career. I do not. Never once have I ever looked down on him. It was a really tough situation. Things that we could have done better as a coaching staff and an organization for him. But excited for him and his opportunity. Ever, I do. I'll stand on that table. I think he's going to have a long NFL career.
I hope you're right for him. That's our board op at that point. Joe B, sound for you. So, needless to say, no more texting with Joe's Joe B.
You know what? I have a phone, and that's. Yeah, I'm not really texting anybody lately. So
okay, good. Good job. We appreciate that. Although it was great radio for us. It was unbelievable.
I realized this. I just kept digging, and it's okay. You know, everyone's got learning experiences, and it's why I feel like I'm a little bit better this year than I was a year ago, and we'll see.
You know what's so great about it, too, is being around Joe, he still texts on a flip phone. So he has to sit there and go through every letter through the number. Like, and it doesn't store any numbers. So the fact that this happened with the Jets head coach, knowing Joe, the way I know him and the way he has like technology is completely a foreign thing to him could have been the funniest story of all time. I was waiting for you to hold a press conference to address your text messaging with Joe Beningo. That actually happened. It's amazing. What a year.
God bless
what
him,
do you know what I mean? What a year, bro. What a freaking year.
Everyone learns. You're either learning or you're getting worse. So.
Yes, I learned too. I learned the hard way. Yes, I did. So, but, you know, talk to me, really. Let's get back to football for 1 second. Your defense,
why?
A lot of people. Well, you know why? Because a lot of people think your defense is going to be pretty damn good. And what are you seeing on the field? Are you feeling the same way about this? Is this the best defensive group you've had? bad.
Yeah, it's an experienced group, so communication has gotten better every single year. We've been able to push the envelope with our scheme. You know, the first year you're installing something, it's a little vanilla. Then you get a little bit more. Now CJ, go ahead and start making some checks as you see fit, and you know, we can put a little bit more on their plates. But they fly around. They play without thought, which is the ultimate way to play football in my mind. Is the good Lord gave them all the ability to play football at a very high level. And I've always said it, that the weakness to every football player is his mind, and his kryptonite is coaching. And so just to allow those guys to play fast, and they're flying around pretty good.
Seven children is just got to be something else.
They're blessings, man.
Of course they are. We know that. And your wife has to be already sainthood for her. We understand this. But when you have a tough day at the office, as every NFL head coach does, and then you go home, and two of them are fighting over something, a stuffed animal or whatever, how the hell do you handle that?
They're great. You know, when I love the chaos. They're always doing something. They're always up to they're, you know, cool moments. You know, they're so close. Right. So I came home one day, and they're all seven of them on a couch with their iPads playing Roblox, something. I think it was Roblox. And just yelling and screaming and laughing because they're all doing something together on this game. And But God bless my wife. She does an unbelievable job with those seven. And
which one's your favorite? You got to have one, right?
It's always the baby because his breath don't stink.
Yeah, I mean, the way things started for you when you first got here, and then you had to stay in a hotel because the house wasn't ready, and then you had to be the head coach of the Jets. I mean, talk to me about that time. Like, looking back on that time now, what was that like?
So, it's unfortunate because we were actually renting a house, waiting for the house to be ready, but then it was, okay, it's ready to move in, and then we had to leave, and then it was going to be a month. So it kept being, hey, you're a month away, month away, month away, so we could never really, we were stuck in the hotel. It was like, well, why go get a house if we're only a month away? Ended up being a year away. Oh. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that, a lot of stuff. It was a hell of a first year.
Right.
Good Lord will never put you in a position you can't handle.
Right, but hemorrhoids and aggravation.
but it sort of all led you to this, right? So we talked to Aaron about the injury and having to go to like a really low place to get to your highest place. It's almost like a trampoline, your worst moments to get to your highest moments. So, I mean, in a way, you have to look back at those times and say, I got to use this. Like, this is almost a blessing in a way that I have an opportunity now with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, hopefully for the entire season. And I'm going to use all that crap that I went through to my advantage.
Yeah. No, it's I always tell my kids, I talk to the wife, that the good Lord will never put you in a position you can't handle. And we've gone through it, but no one feels sorry for us. We're still one of the lucky ones, despite all the adversity that we've gone through. We're talking about the renovation of a beautiful home on 9 acres. Like, give me a break, right? But we're lucky. We're in a lucky position. We're all blessed to have this fourth year, when it could have easily just turned a page. And I really believe we're going to take advantage of it. I think we're going to kill some people this year.
Oh, great. I love that. And after the 49ers, I know you're not going to say this, but when we look at that schedule, it's a little bit easier than the start that you had last year.
They look at that schedule. I don't look at that schedule.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Stop. So we were looking at – so how far do you – I mean – you're probably going to give me a boring answer, which is good. But how far ahead do you look when you digest the schedule after the 49ers? Because that's such a big game that I know all your focus is going in there. But you say, like, man, like the next five games after that, we're playing quarterbacks who are inexperienced.
No, so we don't look at it. I don't look at it from a scheme standpoint. But we do schedule. You know, the schedule is really goofy with regard to
you get home three games quick.
Yeah, and not only that, you get home at like noon on Tuesday. After the Monday night game, then quick transfer to Tennessee, where we know it's going to be extremely hot. So we're planning our regens for that week and making sure that we're ready to roll for that. And you know, so and then you got the Thursday game, and then Denver's kind of a normal week, and then you've got the international game followed by Monday night game against Buffalo. And so all of that it's not necessarily the opponent, it's the travel and the different situations that we got to prepare our guys for.
Yeah, and you'll be prepared. There's no question about it. But that's what happens when you sign a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You become, like, you know, on all the national broadcasts, you have all the big games, and I think that's a place you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind the national games. That's fun. That's what we're here for. We want to be part of the national games. They're exciting. They're fun for the guys. It's the challenge is the timing and the travel, but you know, it's you play them as they come, and we're excited to attack the schedule.
The defense, obviously, it's always been your baby. The guys that we talked to today on both sides of the ball have raved about how it's looked. When you talk about expectations, maybe the number rank isn't the thing, maybe just how it looks, but what is the expectation for the 2024 Jets defense? Because, at least in our perspective, it could be one of the best we've seen here if everything works out.
To be honest with you, I've you know, it's always been our philosophy, speaking defensively, that we don't have goal boards. We don't do that. We don't say, hey, hold an opponent under this, hold a, you know, points, yards, whatever. It's really to uphold the standard of what we are, and that's our effort, our technique, and our violence. Control the things you've got control over, and you trust that the results will be what you want. And so really the expectation is to show up, put in the work, represent our standard day in and day out, and we'll be good enough to overcome whatever adversity we see.
Going into year four now, managing the game from a head coaching perspective, when to go for it, when not to go for it, this whole new kickoff rule, which we haven't even asked you about yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I think silly. I have to ask you, because does everybody know the rules in the league about the kickoff rule yet or no?
Yeah, and you know what, but it's great that some things are coming up as reminders. Like last week against Washington, the ball landed in the end zone. Well, for the last few years, it's been dead when it lands in the end zone. Well, it's live again. Mm-hmm. And you know, so simple reminders to bring some guy bring guys back up to speed, and we've got all kinds of tape. But you know, I'm one of the guys who actually likes the new kickoff rule. I know it looks a little weird when we're standing on the sideline and these guys are right in your face where typically they wouldn't be, but to bring that play back, to bring special teams back, it adds a lot of value to a lot of the back end roster guys. So
let's say, you know, you have a bunch of younger quarterbacks that you're going to be playing after San Francisco earlier in the year. Would you be more apt to try to get them to return the ball, or would you just kick it through the end zone and put it on the 30 because, you know, they're inexperienced quarterbacks? Like, you're not playing a Patrick Mahomes. You want to put them on the 30. You really don't want to put them on the 30, do you?
Well, you know what? Here's what I'll say to that. Like, I think it depends on our kickoff unit and what we see out of this and how much to see if we can create explosive plays. You know, if we can pin a team inside the 25-yard line, then why wouldn't we? You know, if we've got the personnel to go do that. Because the flip side of giving it to them on the 30, it's not necessarily that they're closer to the end zone. It's that they only need 5 or 6 yards, and now your offense is starting backed up.
Yeah.
You know, so the field position battle by kicking off is going to be at a disadvantage, even if you get a 3-and-out on defense. So it's there's a bunch of things to think about, and but a lot of it's going to be contingent on whether or not we're even capable of pinning them deep.
Do you think it changes your 53-man roster in terms of who you would keep on game day?
It'll definitely be part of the discussion in terms of if all else is equal, obviously, with a player, you're always naturally you always take the special teams guy, but now it's, well, is he that much better as a position player compared to what he can, the value he can add to special teams? And because, like, I've told people before, you're looking at another, God, at least what, maybe 10 more plays a game.
Especially because it's going to create more offense. That's the idea.
The idea is more offense. It doesn't look like it yet, but everyone's just running very vanilla stuff, and it's and everyone's learning. So there's going to be a lot of learning over the first 4 weeks of the season. It's before we all get our stranglehold on exactly what this is, and but I think it's only good for the league.
Are you responsible for Sauce catching the golf bug? Were you the guy that introduced him to the game?
I think, you know, we had this little Jets outing with the scouts, and he did. He's such a competitor, and he went out there, couldn't hit the ball. And he's like, that's not happening again. And just like all of us, you hit that first one flush, and you're like, I need that. I need that every time. So he's been. I took him to golf once this year, man. He's, oh, man. He's definitely got the ball.
Yeah, you know, and don't you feel good about that, though? Don't you feel good that you've actually turned somebody on to something that you love so much?
Yeah.
And that actually can take you a little bit away from this. It could be a nice little distraction.
Yeah, 100%. Because he's like me. He doesn't drink. He doesn't really party. He doesn't. So you need a vice. And he does have the video game thing, but he's also... Golf is just a great place where you can spend 3-4 hours with three of the most important people in your life and at that moment and enjoy it without being bothered.
It was 2.5 years when I got him into it, and now he's got me on YouTube golf. He does drink. He's got me drinking with him on the golf course. But I will say, I know exactly what Sauce is going through because I've lived through it. Yes, exactly.
We all do it, man.
Well, listen, Coach, have a great year, and... Please don't make me do this again where I put my head on my hand. I'll just stop.
Please stop talking.
No, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks. And really, best of luck. No, we want to be talking about you guys going as far as possible.
All right, bro.
It's going to be a fun year.
Rob Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets.
So let's say, you know, you have a bunch of younger quarterbacks that you're going to be playing after San Francisco earlier in the year. Would you be more apt to try to get them to return the ball, or would you just kick it through the end zone and put it on the 30 because, you know, they're inexperienced quarterbacks? Like, you're not playing a Patrick Mahomes. You want to put him on the 30. You really don't want to put him on the 30, do you?
Well, you know what? Here's what I'll say to that. I think it depends on our kickoff unit and what we see out of this and how much to see if we can create explosive plays. You know, if we can pin a team inside the 25-yard line, then why wouldn't we? You know, if we've got the personnel to go do that. Because the flip side of giving it to them on the 30, it's not necessarily that they're closer to the end zone. It's that they only need 5 or 6 yards, and now your offense is starting backed up.
Yeah.
You know, so the field position battle by kicking off is going to be at a disadvantage, even if you get a 3-and-out on defense. So it's there's a bunch of things to think about, but a lot of it's going to be contingent on whether or not we're even capable of pinning them deep.
Do you think it changes your 53-man roster in terms of who you would keep on game day?
It'll definitely be part of the discussion in terms of if all else is equal, obviously, with a player, you always take the special teams guy. But now is he that much better as a position player compared to what he can, the value he can add to special teams? Because I've told people before, you're looking at another, God, at least what, maybe 10 more plays a game.
Especially because it's going to create more offense. That's the idea.
The idea is more offense. It doesn't look like it yet, but everyone's just running very vanilla stuff, and it's, and everyone's learning. So there's going to be a lot of learning over the first 4 weeks of the season. It's before we all get our stranglehold on exactly what this is. But I think it's only good for the league.
Are you responsible for Sauce catching the golf bug? Were you the guy that introduced him to the game?
I think we had this little Jets outing with the scouts, and he did. You know, he's such a competitor, and he went out there, couldn't hit the ball, and he's like, "That's not happening again." And just like all of us, you hit that first one flush, and you're like, "I need that. I need that every time." So he's been. I took him out to. I took him to golf once this year, man. He's, oh man. He's definitely got the ball.
Yeah, you know, and don't you feel good about that, though? Don't you feel good that you've actually turned somebody on to something that you love so much?
Yeah.
And that actually can take you a little bit away from this. It could be a nice little distraction.
Yeah, 100%. Because he's like me. He doesn't drink. He doesn't really party. He doesn't. So you need a vice. And he does have the video game thing, but he's also... Golf is just a great place where you can spend 3-4 hours with three of the most important people in your life and at that moment and enjoy it without being bothered.
It was 2.5 years when I got him into it, and now he's got me on YouTube golf. He does drink. He's got me drinking with him on the golf course. But I will say, I know exactly what Sauce is going through because I've lived through it. Yes,
exactly. We all do it, man.
Well, listen, Coach, have a great year, and please don't make me do this again where I put my head on my hand.
I said, just stop. Please stop talking.
No, we appreciate the time this morning. And really, best of luck. No, we want to be talking about you guys going as far as possible.
All right, bro.
It's going to be a fun year.
Rob Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.